WJAN as we get ready for high school hoops here for the girls as the season lid lifter is on the way here for the Atlantic Trojans as they are at home here tonight at the Atlantic Gymnasium to take on the Carroll Tigers. So we welcome you in here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJN.com. And we have the live audio also on the mobile app that you can download for free. Go to the iTunes Store or to the Google Play Store and search KJN, download that. It takes just a few seconds, and you'll be able to listen in that way to the broadcast here as well tonight. So we appreciate you joining us for High School Hoops, and of course we'll have lots of games on the way here throughout the season. This is the very beginning. Hard to believe, actually, the season's already here, but that transition period's pretty quick from the volleyball, football season's wrapping up to basketball getting started. It even kind of overlaps a little bit for some programs, depending on how well teams do. But it's here, and we're ready to go. The preseason's all taken care of. Jamborees for a few of these teams to get themselves ready, and we'll see what the new season brings. Atlantic coming off one of their most successful seasons in recent history as Coach Kelly Jewell continues to try to build this program back up. And he had a nice run last year with some good players that they lost as well. They lost four of their top five scorers from last season's team, including Aaron Olson, who was just a terrific guard for them throughout her career. 16 points per game they're losing from her alone. 10 points per contest from Tiffany Williams, who's moved on to play in her career in college as well. And then Sky Thompson and Steph Sanbo, they each average 6 and 5 points a game last season. So it's a lot to make up here for this Atlantic team, but they've got some players that have been in the program, and they have been ready to go and get into the action. And we'll have that on the way here for you tonight so we see if those girls can step up and fill that void. Once again, it's a lot of players, a lot of points to replace, but we'll see if that's something that Atlantic can do with some of these players. Catherine Leonard, McKinnon, and Bestie are the two players that received the most playing time last year, contributed the most on the offensive end, and obviously they're going to be expected to step up and do a lot more compared to last season in order to have success. Emily Hohenberger is another one of those players that got a lot of time. Megan Behrens with some good action last year. So those are players also that will be counted on to step in. But then you've got Bailey Newell, Allie Anderson, Alyssa Ginther, who will all be counted on to really step up and play much, much larger roles here this year with not a lot of varsity experience under their belt. So we'll see what Coach Jewell's been able to do with them getting prepared here for the season, and we'll hope that it's good results. They're facing a Carroll team that's in the midst of trying to rebuild as well. They had a very rough season last year, just 1-20 on the year, and they do return everybody, though. It was a very young team, so everybody's back, and we'll see how much they've improved after kind of taking their lumps along the way. Sometimes programs have to work through that, and we'll see if that's the case here for Carroll and how much they've progressed from last season. Sydney Redding was their leading scorer last year with 8 points per contest. Josie Pettit averaged 5 points per game. Taylor Woosley with 3.9, and Marissa Tuning with 3.7, along with Carly Jones, the same amount. So lots of players back, but as you can see, it was a struggle getting points up on the board for them last year with just 34 points average per game. So that's a look at these two teams as we get ready for basketball here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and look at some of these starters here for you and get you set for basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic. From new to used tires, wheels and tire repair to oil changes, they will get you back on the road in no time. Stop into Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic, 605 West 7th Street. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Stop by or call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Nishna Valley Credit Union, whose purpose in Atlantic is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans and financial services. To see how you can become a member, stop by the Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple in Atlantic today.
And welcome back now here to Atlantic High School as we get set for hoops tonight. The Atlantic girls opening up the season against the Carroll Tigers, and we are ready in just a little while to get action started, about 4 minutes away here from tip-off. We talked about the two seasons these teams had last year, much different results. Atlantic with one of their best years in a long while at 13-9. They did get an opening round playoff win, and that was against Clarinda, and then they went down to Shenandoah and did not play very well in that next round. Legitimately had a chance to win that game to move on again, but couldn't get it done, and that's how their season came to a close. Very poor shooting night that night for them. Hero was just 1-20 on the season, so obviously a rough go for them as they look to try to bounce back here this year. But these two teams did meet last year right at the beginning of the season in the same scenario, except it was up in Carroll, and it was Atlantic winning that one by a final score of 69-27. McKenna Den Bestie had 11 points and 9 rebounds in that game. Catherine Leonard was 6 points, and Megan Behrens had 4 points. So some returning players that did make an impact in that contest last year against Carroll, so that bodes well here for Atlantic. And one thing that I've heard the coaching staff talk about a little bit from Atlantic is that, you know, they're excited to see what this team can bring to the floor, what kind of progress they can keep making. They know they're going to have their ups and downs because there's not a ton of experience out there on the floor, and you lost some great players from last year, but they think that they have a team that can play good basketball, compete night in and night out, and surprise some teams as well. It's some teams that are not expecting much from them because of the scoring that they did lose from last year, but they've got a pretty athletic team, a team that can probably get up and down the floor and move around a little bit. There'll be some more structure this year as well, Coach Jewell said. They kind of let them have a little bit more free reign with some of those experienced players last year as far as cutting and getting open. There'll be more of a kind of set offense for them to run through here this season, and we'll see what kind of impact that has here as the night moves along and as the season moves along. But certainly have some potential there to grow, you would think, throughout the year. And you know, win plenty of games. You know, 13 games, I think, is another mark that they could probably, you know, work to try to reach once again. They should be competitive within the conference. You know, not a lot of teams that are, you know, overly overbearing, I think, with the outlook here this season. There's obviously going to be some good ones. There always are in the Hawkeye 10, but we'll see if they can be competitive on a night-in and night-out basis, which is what they're hoping to do. So we'll see how it plays out. But that's kind of a look at how things went last year. Obviously, a hugely different contest we expect this year for these two squads. Let's go ahead and take one more break, and we'll come back with the starting lineup here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, celebrating over 73 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity. Dave's Auto Repair, 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Dave Kirkhoff offers complete automotive service. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by and see Dave at Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330 today. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial, member SIPC.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for you tonight here for these two squads as we get ready for basketball. For the visiting Carroll Tigers and co-head coaches, Nathan Wall and Mark Renning taking care of the duties for Carroll. And here's their starting five. Number one, Taylor Moore, the sophomore, is 5'9". Number three, Sarah Sweeney, a 5'4" senior. Number five, Taylor Woosley, a 5'9" junior. Number 15, Sydney Renning, a 5'7" senior. And number 23, Madison Lingle, a 5'5" junior in the starting lineup tonight for the Carroll Tigers. And as we mentioned, all those players returning from last season's team. For the Atlantic Trojans and head coach Kelly Jewell, here's the starting five they'll send out tonight. Number 12, Emily Hohenberger, the 5'6" senior. Number 23, Bailey Newell, a 5'5" sophomore, who will do a lot of ball handling duties for Atlantic. Number 32, Alyssa Ginther, a 5'6" sophomore, who's going to be counted on to do some outside shooting. Number 35, Catherine Leonard, a 5'10" senior. And number 45, McKenna Dendesti, a 5'9" senior. They're going to be the ones that are counted on to get it done down low. And, of course, lead the way as far as things like rebounding are concerned. Getting hands in the way, then in the inside in the paint, and making sure things are getting cleared out and taken care of. And Those are your kind of two rocks that you're going to be looking for there down low. You're going to see plenty of contribution from Megan Behrens, Allie Anderson, also Brooke Newell. I'm sure we'll see a little time. She took a year off from the sport and now is back playing with them. And they've got also Riley Seifert and Cheyenne Elliott on the squad along with Lexi Friend. So those are players on the varsity roster for the Atlantic Trojans. Being introduced here to the crowd here tonight, and we'll be ready for basketball here in just a moment. Crowd filling in a little bit here as the night moves along. Certainly plenty of room for folks, and we'd appreciate the support. And I know that it's becoming tougher and tougher, I think, to get people's attention and get people interested in school spirit and supporting their communities, because there's so many other things that draw us away in our lives. And it's something to think about, to come out and enjoy some high school basketball, and young people that are trying to do some positive things and come out and support their efforts here and support their community. And so we'll see that crowd filing in here this evening, and hopefully we will have a good atmosphere here tonight to get the season started for Atlantic and Carroll here this evening. We're going to listen now in here for the national anthem as we get started with our broadcast here this evening. And the Atlantic Pep Band here tonight, taking care of the national anthem and taking care of all the pregame fun here tonight as well. I always appreciate their efforts, and you get to hear them good, loud, and clear usually on our broadcast, because they're right behind us up in the bleachers up above in the top shelf, and they have a good time. So we'll hear from them, I'm sure, here throughout the evening as well. Ready for high school basketball here tonight. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJN.com, on the KJN mobile app as well. Thanks to Riley Smith back in the studios, helping us operate the controls here tonight. And I am Chris Parks with you here as we get ready for basketball. Basketball season is here, believe it or not. It is upon us. I know some folks are still stuck in college football mode, and of course that's still got a little bit of ways to go, but we're ready to get started with some high school hoops, and this season is tapped off here for Atlantic as Den Bestie gets a... Atlantic will start off with the basketball as Bailey Newell will run the point out front. She's going to get a screen on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her out of bounds, but it'll stay with Atlantic. That went off the hands there of Madison Lingle. And Atlantic now will inbound from the far side. Atlantic wearing their home whites here tonight with the black lettering and the gold trim. And Atlantic written across the chest. Here's the inbound pass as Leonard gets it in. Now they try to throw it back to Leonard, and the ball's loose. I'm going to have a reach-in foul immediately called here. And that's going to be Bailey Newell who picks up the foul, trying to reach back in at the basketball. And an early foul here against Atlantic as we get started. Carroll now with their first offensive possession. They're wearing their all-black uniforms here tonight with the orange lettering and the white trim. Carroll written across the front. And they'll put it on the deck now here on the dribble by Taylor Moore. Go on way in, and Moore puts it up and in off the glass for an early 2-0 lead here as Carroll starts the season with the lead. Now Newell going to drive past everybody running down the floor. She'll pop it over to the right side. Jump shot on the way just inside the arc that time by Ginther is missed. And now a foul on the rebound is going to go here against Carroll as Leonard went fighting for it. And the foul whistled against Sydney Renning. The 5'7 senior will pick up her first. And now we have a foul each way here to start the contest. 2-0 early lead here for Carroll. Inbound comes to Alyssa Ginther. Ginther will dribble it up top, give it off to Newell. Newell the head fake over to Hohenberger. Hohenberger on the bounce of the free throw line. Drives in, bounce down low. Denbesti turns, shot up, good, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line for the chance at a three-point play. Nice job there by Denbesti to pivot on the block, seal that defender, and get the shot up. And got the contact from behind, and she'll try to complete the three-point play now here. As that foul was whistled against Sarah Sweeney, that'll be her first. And now Denbesti trying to tack on the extra point, and she does. 3 points the hard way for McKenna Denbesti, and it's a 3-2 Atlantic lead here early in the contest. Ball up the floor here behind the back dribble from Lingle, and she'll hand it off now to Moore out top. Moore going to put it on the deck. Leonard guarding her as Atlantic's in his zone. Shot on the outside there is missed, but rebound coming back to Moore, and Kirtle gets it back after the miss by Rennie. Now Moore going to head fake and drive right past Leonard. She goes all the way in for the layup. That's going to be a tough matchup, I think, if they stay that way. But she can get around Leonard, and she's got two buckets already. 4-3 here, Carroll. Atlantic now trying to break some pressure up the floor. Hohenberger out top will dump it off to Newell. Newell, who's played the point in the JV squad last year, she'll dribble around, go all the way in, and she's going to be fouled as she goes up for the layup. And she'll go to the line for two shots as she was hit across the arm there by the defender, Taylor Woosley, who was trying to catch up, and she'll pick up her first. And now we'll head to the free throw line here for Bailey Newell, the 5'5 sophomore, trying to get her first points of the season. First free throw on the way is going to be up and good right through there for Newell. 6:25 to go opening quarter. It's now a 4-4 contest here with one more free throw on the way here for Bailey Newell. Newell puts it up, and it rolls off the front of the rim, off the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Carroll. Now the ball's loose on the floor. It's being batted around, and now we're going to have a foul call here as Hohenberger goes in a little bit too aggressive against Madison Lingle and will pick up the foul. That'll be her first, and the second team foul now here against Atlantic. Atlantic going to set up some full-court pressure here on the inbound as it'll be Lingle to send it in. She gets it in the corner here into the hands of Renning, and then she had it knocked out of bounds. We'll say it stays with Carroll. Inbound now from Sweeney as she will try to key it in. Some more pressure put on by Atlantic, and now we've got a whistle and a foul again called here against Atlantic, and that is going to be against Newell. That's her second. And it's trying to, they said, trying to push a little bit there, so she picks up two early fouls, and now we have a substitution, and she's going to come out of the game, and Brooke Newell will now replace her. So Bailey out, Brooke in, the 5'8 senior. As we mentioned, Brooke with a season off from the sport, but is back and going to contribute here to this Atlantic squad this year. There's a bounce dribble now by the Tigers as they pop it over the corner for a three-point shot. That's going to be no good there by Lingle, but the rebound is back up and good inside that time by Woosley as she gets it back off the glass and in. 6-4 now Carroll. Hohenberger going to drive all the way baseline here for Atlantic. She's bumped down low, and then they call a traveling violation, and she had to try to regain her balance. I'm not sure how that's not a foul, but they're going to give the ball here to Carroll. Inbound pass will come to Renning, and she'll put it on the bounce to the right side. Up across the timeline, working against Newell. She'll dump it over left side. A head fake, now a drive by Sweeney all the way in. The bank shot no good. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Picked up by Carroll as they chase it down. Lingle on the outside will cross over, now spin up to the basket, up and under, shot no good, rebound tapped out, and Atlantic controls. It's Ginther on the run with it. She'll cross over inside the lane. Now she's going to be tied up, and it'll be a jump ball possession, and the arrow, it belongs to Carroll, so they will get the basketball back. So Carroll will have the basketball here with 5:27 to go in this opening quarter, and they lead it 6-4. And some pressure put on again here by Atlantic on the inbound. And that will be sent in here to the corner to Moore, and she'll work it up the floor here against Ginther on the dribble. Moore gets by her, goes all the way into the lane, dumps it back outside. Lingle for three, no good. Rebound comes off to Brooke Newell. Newell will put it on the floor, throw it right side. Over to Ginther, she'll step in for a shot off the mark. Rebound Hohenberger along the baseline, able to save it. Hohenberger back up top to Newell. Newell now will reset the offense. Throws it left side. Hohenberger, tough ball to handle, but she's able to track it down. Now she throws it away. It's almost stolen, but it goes off the hands of Renning, and she can't quite hang on to it. Looked like it was going to be an easy steal for Carroll, but Atlantic will get to keep possession here. Catherine Leonard will inbound here with the 6-4 ball game right now, and they'll dump it out to the right side here to Newell. Brooke Newell driving in. Defender falls down. She turns and pops one up and knocks it home. Maybe a little bit of contact, but I think the defender just kind of got tripped up that time and hit the deck. So now we've got a ball the other way here for Carroll, and it's going to be dribbled out of bounds and a turnover here. So they just ran it straight out of bounds that time. Now we got a substitution here for Carroll as well. And they're going to bring in number 45, Bailey Brinks, the 5'9 sophomore. And she will guard the inbound here as Catherine Leonard will inbound it for Atlantic. We're all tied at 6-4, 42 to go first quarter. And the inbound pass thrown away. Leonard was looking for Hohenberger to cut to the corner, and she stopped. And the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll be Carroll basketball. So we trade turnovers here. And Carroll now gets possession underneath the hoop. Taylor Moore will be the one to inbound it as they set up the stack inbound. They're going to bounce it out to the outside on the cut. Now back up top. Nice pass back inside of the inbounder. Moore turns the shot, no good. Got her own rebound up with the shot, no good. And she's fouled this time. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. And I think Den Bestie's going to pick up the foul. And she was caught right in front of her. And that is the case. McKenna Den Bestie picking up foul number one for herself. Fourth team foul here against Atlantic. Free throw on the way, and a high arcing shot goes home there for Taylor Moore. She's got five to lead the way with one more shot coming. 7-6 Tigers, 4:34 to go, opening stanza. Here's a second free throw from Moore, and it's good as well. She knocks them both home, and now she's going to be sub four here. She'll come out to get a breather and will be replaced by Josie Pettit, the 5'5 sophomore. Inbound pass for Atlantic as they get it into Newell. She'll give it back to Leonard now as they try to break pressure up the floor. It's just man pressure. Leonard on the dribble will cross over into the lane. Lost the handle on it. Den Bestie picks it up, though, off the floor. And she'll throw it, or now she'll put it on the deck and go to the basket. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound, though, and kicked it back outside to Ginther. Ginther on the dribble will dump it off now to Newell. Dribbling right side, over to Hohenberger in the corner. Steps in for a jumper on the way from 17. No good. Rebound is going to be ripped out of the air by Den Bestie, but we got a whistle and a foul call. And they're going to say it's Den Bestie. A little push-off there getting to the ball against Lingle. And so she will pick up her second foul here. So a couple of players already with two here for Atlantic. Bailey Newell and McKenna Den Bestie. And Den Bestie is going to check out as Allie Anderson, the 5'9 junior, will check into the lineup here for Atlantic. Anderson, the star pitcher on the softball squad, has been part of the basketball program. We'll see what she can do here on the varsity floor. Shot from the outside here for Carroll. Rattles home as Lingle notches one from three land, and it's 11-6 now, Carroll. Here's Hohenberger right side for Atlantic. We'll stop and bounce it down low. Anderson turns on the block. Shot up. Rattles it home. Nice turn and look there that time by Allie Anderson, and she gets a bucket right fresh off the bench. Now the pressure up the floor here. Carroll kicks it to the outside for an open three look, but it's way off the mark by Sweeney. Rebound taken away by push up to Hohenberger. Tipped away from her, but it goes off of her last, and it will be Carroll basketball here on the turnover. Atlantic a little sloppy here early on, as you probably would expect with a lot of new faces on the floor. Coach Jewell trying to do his best here to work with his team and with the officials here early in the game. He's not happy with that last play. Up the floor now here, the Tigers will throw it left side, and it's going to be a dribble there by Pettit, but she moved the feet first. She didn't put the ball down before she got the feet moving, and they'll turn it back over here to the Trojans. 11-8 is your score. Carroll on top with 3:20 left to go first quarter. Atlantic with a little pressure here on the inbound, and it's thrown away again. Bad pass by Leonard. Hohenberger able to get it back, though. She got in there and almost got a hand in the face. It looked like a Pettit, but no call. On the outside now, Ginther will miss a three way short. Atlantic couldn't get the board. Now here comes Carroll on the run. It's Pettit all the way in. She'll throw up an awkward shot behind her head and gets to go home. Not sure how she got that one to go down, but it pops home, and it's 13-8. Now we have a timeout taken here by Atlantic. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. First time out of the contest goes to the Trojans, and Coach Jewell wants to talk things over here with his squad, and well, we can see why. There's definitely some things that are not going smoothly here early in the contest, and mostly I think it's just kind of settling down, making the smart decision. You know, the situation basketball IQ stuff is something that doesn't always immediately translate for players that are getting that first real heavy varsity play. And, of course, for those players that are stepping into those leadership roles, too, it's a little bit different for them, and we've seen some mistakes from some of those players already as well, as Catherine Leonard's had a couple of turnovers already here on the inbound plays. And we'll see if she can do better this time here with a little pressure put on again here by the Tigers out of the timeout. Leonard will key it in, gets it in here to Newell. Newell will throw it in the middle here to Megan Behrens, who's checked in here at the break. She'll give it back out top. That's going to be Brooke Newell on the dribble. We'll send it over to Leonard in the corner. Head fakes, drives, baseline, and we have a bump foul call here against Carroll as Bailey Brinks is going to pick up the reach-in foul. That'll be her first team foul, number four, here against the Tigers. Inbound pass will come from Catherine Leonard underneath, and now we have a whistle waiting. Officials want to get something straight here. And now they've got whatever they wanted to figure out, figured out. And we're ready to go. Leonard going to inbound here from the baseline. Hesitates, now throws it in. Newell open for a shot. She'll put it up, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and Carroll controls. Nobody had good position boxing out that time for Atlantic. Bounce along the baseline, drive underneath, and we have a reach-in foul called here as Sarah Sweeney tried to head to the rack. And we've got a whistle here that's going to go against Emily Hohenberger. That'll be her second. So three players with two fouls now here for Atlantic, and they have 16 fouls overall, and I don't think Coach Jewell was thinking this was going to be the scenario he had to deal with right away, but he'll leave her in right now. The three-point attempt off the inbound, it was open for Sweeney, but she missed it. Rebound comes down to Atlantic as Behrens pulls it down, gives it off to Leonard. Leonard driving, kicks out Newell for the shot. In and out, no good, and a foul on the rebound is going to go against Carroll. As Behrens did a good job trying to head to that basketball, and a foul going to go against Sarah Sweeney there for the Tigers, and that'll be her second. That's team foul number four. Substitution now here for Atlantic, as Hohenberger is going to check out here for a moment. And Lexi Friend, the 5'7 senior, will get on the floor here for Atlantic. Back into the game is Taylor Moore as well here for Carroll as Sweeney checks out. Leonard will inbound here to Newell. Newell double-teamed in the corner. She's stuck there, needs some help. Bounce pass now to Behrens, and we're going to have a reach-in foul from the backside called against Bailey Brinks. That'll be her second quick foul, and that'll be team foul number six now here against the Tigers. And it looks like they're going to make a substitution here as well. And the player coming into the contest will be Taylor Woosley, who back in to replace Brinks with those two fouls. 13-8. Tigers lead the Trojans here with 2:18 to go. Opening quarter, and ball's thrown in. Going to be tapped away there. And now the ball goes out of play, but it's still Atlantic basketball. So it's a little bit of a bobble there for a moment. Now Atlantic will inbound here with Leonard. Leonard inbounds to Newell. Immediately takes the shot, and she knocks it down. Squared that one up nicely. Got set to the basket and knocks it home. 13-10 now. Now an outlet pass up the floor. Out in front of everybody was loosely. Nobody caught up to her, and she gets an easy bucket in transition. And it's 15-10 here, Tigers. Inbound now to Behrens, and she breaks pressure. Oh, got away with a walk as she drug the pivot foot as she stopped across the timeline. But Atlantic still has it here. Here's Newell bouncing it off now. Right side to Friend. Friend looking down along the baseline to Anderson. She's stuck there. Throws it back to Behrens. Jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Leonard. She'll go back up strong. She's fouled. It's no good on the shot, but she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Good job by Catherine Leonard to fight for that rebound. And the foul is going to go against Taylor Woosley, the player who just checked back in here, and now she has two. So three players with two fouls now for Carroll as well. And Leonard will put up the first free throw, and that goes home. One more coming here for Catherine Leonard in a moment. Players into the contest here for Carroll. Sydney Renning back in, and also coming in is Marissa Tuning, the 5'7 junior. Second free throw coming now here for Leonard, and she pops that one home. So Leonard able to knock them both down. Now at the floor here, a transition bucket going to be put up and knocked down there. I believe that was Moore. So, that was Carly Jones, who's in the lineup. We'll check on that here in a moment. Yes, she is. So Carly Jones picked up that last bucket. And now Atlantic's going to turn it over, so they get it right back. Up the floor they run. Bounce pass down underneath. There's Jones again. She'll put another one up. That's no good. Rebound Megan Behrens on the other side. And Atlantic has the ball. They'll throw it off to Friend right side. She'll stop and try to set things up outside. Picks up her dribble. Throws it off down to Newell. 56 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a dribble by Newell. Hands it off to Leonard. Head fake. She'll drive to the lane. Poked away from her. Ball loose. Picked up here off the floor by the Carroll Tigers. They run the other way. Too strong on the shot by Renning, and Leonard gets the rebound. Missed opportunity there for the Tigers in transition, and 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Leonard on the dribble to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Newell. She'll drive into the lane, off to Behrens. Lost the handle. Hands it off to Friend. Head fake. Gets to the corner. Now Newell will put it on the floor. She'll drive in, and she's going to be fouled here by Taylor Moore, and we'll go to the line here to shoot two. Moore will pick up her first foul of the contest. That's the eighth team foul now here against the Tigers as well in this half. Free throw on the way here from Brooke Newell, and she'll put the first one in. Leonard going to sub out now here for Atlantic as Genther comes back in for the last 25 seconds here of the quarter. Brooke Newell with another free throw try on the way, and that one is up and in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. They'll come back the other direction, and now we have a whistle and a foul call here against Atlantic. We'll reach in. It is called against Allie Anderson. And that's the seventh team foul here against Atlantic, so we've got the 1-1. Substitutions now here as Leonard will come back in. Behrens comes out. Friend comes out. And also back in is Bailey Newell. Free throw on the way here. And the first one in the front end of the 1-1 is no good by Tuning. Rebound, though, comes out to the Tigers. They put it back up. Moore missed an easy one. And Leonard gets the rebound. Off now to Newell, and they'll slow it down. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Newell driving left side, hesitates back out, gives it off to Leonard. She'll pop up a three. That's well short. Rebound comes out to Carroll, and they throw up an awkward shot at the end of the quarter, and that'll be it here after one. 17-13, Carroll leading Atlantic after one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services in Brayton is the retail division of Agrium. Their staff is ready to assist you and customize your needs for seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and fungicides. Call Keith, Bruce, or Mike at 549-2473 in Brayton and see what number one can do for you. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut in Atlantic offers a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all your insurance needs. Locally owned Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair serves hand-patted Angus beef hamburgers that were named the 2016 Top Burger in Iowa. They're open 7 days a week and serve breakfast all day. The Chuck Wagon Restaurant, just off exit 76 in Adair.
Welcome back here to Atlantic High School. It's Carroll leading 17-13 here over Atlantic after one quarter of play, and we are ready to start our second quarter of basketball here as 8 minutes up on the clock, and we're trying to get things set here and determine who will get possession here to start the second quarter, and it will be Atlantic basketball. As Leonard will be the one to inbound here as they work from right to left here as we begin the second quarter of play. Officials get things set, and we're ready to go. The inbound pass will come in here to Bailey Newell. Back in there and playing with those two fouls. A bunch of players already saddled with that, unfortunately, here in this game. And they'll have to be careful the rest of the way. Pass is going to be knocked down to play by Taylor Moore, getting in the lane there against Newell's pass to Hohenberger. Be tapped out, and Atlantic will inbound here from this near sideline here on the scorer's table side where we sit. Leonard will inbound. Bounce passes it in to Ginther. Ginther will work it back up top. Alyssa Ginther on the bounce. Keeps the dribble all the way around to the right side. Now hands it off to Hohenberger. Inside pass to Leonard. She'll turn to the basket. Go strong and a whistle and a foul. And that's going to go against Carroll. The block inside going to be whistled against Marissa Tuning. And she'll pick up her first. That is team foul number 9 now here against the Tigers. And it will be two shots on the way here for Catherine Leonard. It was a shooting foul. And that's going to be the advantage I think that Leonard has. And she, of course, she doesn't shy away from playing that way, but just turning and going strong to the basket. A lot of other players don't, unless they're good and set, are not going to get that call. So she's going to get a lot of opportunities to head for the free throw line as she plays that way. She makes the first free throw. Second one coming up, and that one's going to go straight through as well. Leonard splashes two home, and it's now 17-15, a two-point ball game. Atlantic trying to settle in on the defensive side of the floor. They play a shifting 2-3 zone here. Look, and a shot from the outside is missed there. And the rebound going to be ripped away here by Denvesti inside. Is off the running miss. Here's Leonard on the dribble. She'll dribble inside, spin to the basket. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound tapped out. Denvesti controls. Back over right side, Hohenberger. She'll head fake and go baseline. Lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds off of Carroll. Atlantic able to keep it despite the miscue. And it's going to be Catherine Leonard to inbound here from underneath. Trojans trailing by two. Opportunity here to tie or take a lead. Outside, Hohenberger. Didn't take the shot, passes it off to Ginther for the 15-footer, and she puts it home. Tie ball game. 17-all. Atlantic now on the defensive side of the floor. Here's a head fake and move by Sweeney. She'll give it off to Moore. She head fakes, now has it tapped away. It's stolen. Here's Bailey Newell running in transition. She'll stop and bring it back outside and dump it off now to Ginther. She'll load up a three ball. That's going to be short. Rebound tapped out, controlled here by Carroll. Renning on the run now. She'll go all the way to the basket. Miss one too strong. Catherine Leonard the rebound. Off to Newell. Bailey Newell will try to slow it down now a little bit here for Atlantic. Trying to get a set running here. Now she'll give it off to Hohenberger. Screen comes from the post here for from Denvesti. Now off to Newell. Back to Hohenberger. She head fakes. Will drive and kick. Ginther back down low to Denvesti on the block. Double team. She'll kick it back out. Newell for a three. That's off the mark. Rebound and a foul going to be called here. And I believe Hohenberger is going to pick that one up. Just in a tough spot that time where that ball came down. I don't know that I would have really called anything, but I'm not the official. And Hohenberger will pick up number three. So that's a big blow here for Atlantic. Having a starter on an inexperienced squad already on the bench here with three fouls. With 6:18 left to go in the first half. Leonard's going to come out and get a breather here as well as Allie Anderson comes back in. And Brooke Newell's also back on the floor. So you've got both Newell's, Ginther, Denvesti, and Anderson on the floor right now. Free throw is going to be no good there, but the rebound comes out long there to Moore. It was the 1-1, and now they pass it back outside, and the three ball on the way here from Sweeney. It missed and ends up out of bounds off the missed shot. And luckily, Atlantic avoids some points there because that was a mistake not getting that rebound off the missed free throw. Denvesti set to inbound, having trouble here in the corner. It's a tough spot to get it in from, but she does get it into Newell. And now Brooke Newell will bring it up the floor. Newell driving right side, lost the handle. It's stolen away. On the run, here's Lingle going the other direction, into the hole, and the layup's good. Madison Lingle, the 5'5 junior, puts it home, and it's now 19-17, a two-point lead again here for Carroll. Inbound for Atlantic. Here's Brooke Newell. Gets a screen from Denvesti. Goes through. Goes all the way now down to the side. In for the shot. She gets the shot to go, and a foul called here against Sweeney, and she'll go to line for a chance at three. Brooke Newell with the shot, and that's going to be number three on Sarah Sweeney, so a player from each squad now going to have three fouls. Sweeney's going to check out as Josie Pettit comes in. Well, maybe she does. Yeah, they're good. Now she's going to sub for Sydney Rennie. They had two players coming in. They weren't sure who they were supposed to sub out for. Shot on the way here to try to make it a three-point play, and it rolls around and goes home. The old toilet duck goes to work there for Newell. And it's now 20-19. Atlantic's taking a lead here. Now Carroll putting on the deck. They kick it outside. Moore, a long ball on the way, way short, and goes off of Carroll out of bounds on the rebound try as Carly Jones got a hand on it but couldn't grasp it. And Atlantic will have the basketball. And Atlantic has finally regained the lead after fighting back for the most of that first quarter in the early part of this second. And they all lead it right now 20-19. Here's Newell on the dribble. She'll drive right side, going all the way in, up for the layup. No good. Rebound, Den Bestie. She'll go back up with it, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Nice job there by Atlantic getting to the rack there as Newell just kind of weaved her way around everybody. And the foul going to be whistled here against Marissa Tuning. That'll be her second. And now Den Bestie at the line here for two. Any foul at this point is two shots. First one's up and good there by Den Bestie. And she'll have another one on the way. Substitution here as Tuning comes out for Carroll. And they bring Renning right back in. Free throw on the way here for Den Bestie, and that's good. She knocks them both down, so she takes advantage of her trip to the stripe. And now she will check out of the game as Catherine Leonard comes back in. They try to substitute those two players that work a lot on the block and get them some breath here. And now up the floor here, a three ball in the corner is going to be well off the mark there by Carroll as Pettit popped one up. And the rebound came right to Catherine Leonard. She'll pick up her dribble, give it off to Brooke Newell. Newell here out top will cross over and go left side. Stops in a double team. Bounces it off to Anderson. Anderson puts one on the deck. Now throws it over to Bailey Newell. Newell throws it back in the corner to Leonard. Leonard down low on the block to Anderson. Turns. Went for the shot, but then she hung on to it on a second thought. And she gets called for the travel. Should have just popped that one up, but she didn't feel comfortable there for a moment. And it's now 22-19. 4:47 left to go here in this second quarter. And the bounce of the ball is going to go off of the foot that time of Josie Pettit here for Carroll. And Atlantic pick it up. They'll throw it up the floor here to Leonard on the block in traffic. Throws a shot up. No good. And a foul going to be called here against Carroll. As that'll go against Carly Jones. That'll be her first. Catherine Leonard will head to the free throw line here for a pair. That was one of those there where, again, I don't think that I would have called much. The contact was kind of initiated by Leonard moving forward, but nonetheless, she'll get a chance here at a couple, and that one will be up and through. And that's where all of her points have come so far here tonight, is at the stripe, and she's 5 for 5. Let's hope I didn't put the hex on her. One more coming now here for Newell, for Leonard. And I did put the hex on her. She missed it. And that always works. 23-19 is the lead here for Atlantic. Carroll with the basketball. They'll push it up the floor here. Atlantic shifting in that zone still. Shot from the outside is missed there by Renning. Rebound here pulled down by Catherine Leonard. Leonard will bring it up the floor here, get a screen out top. She'll go driving in, and we're going to have a bump foul called on the outside here, and I believe that's Taylor Moore who's going to pick it up. And that will be her second, and we'll go to the free throw line here for a pair again for Catherine Leonard. Well, I can't jinx her this time because she missed the last one she took. She was 1 of 2 of the last trip, but she has 5 points from the stripe and now a couple of tries here. And the first one is good. ...24-19. Trojans have inched this back out to a 5-point advantage. And the second free throw up and good, and largest lead of the contest here for Atlantic at 6. 25-19 Trojans. Carroll up the floor. We'll send it over left side. Head fake there by Lingle. She'll throw it back up top. Now the drive going all the way in. Shot up and banks home that time for Josie Pettit. And she knocks one home, and it's 25-21. Up the floor, Newell now on the run. She'll run right into a player and get called for the offensive foul. Nice job by Carly Jones setting up in the middle of the lane. And that was out of control that time for Newell. And she will pick up the foul. That's her first. Player control foul, so no shots here on this one. And the inbound pass will come here for Carroll. Renning will dribble it to the free throw line, kick it back outside. That's Pettit. Puts it on the deck, drives baseline, try to throw a tough pass across traffic. It's stolen away by Atlantic, but now taken right back here by Carroll. As Pettit stole it back away, then a long shot from the outside was way too tall. And now Leonard comes up with it here for Atlantic. She picks up her dribble, gets it across now to Bailey Newell. Newell dribbling through traffic all the way in. The layup is on the way and good. Bailey Newell saw the C part for her that time, and she heads in for a bucket. And we've got a timeout taken here by the Carroll Tigers. 27-21 Atlantic leading with 3:27 left to go here in the second quarter. Carroll with the break. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball. Excuse me, nope, we'll keep it right here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so a change of mind there. It looked like initially they were going to call a full timeout, but it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll hang on to it. 27-21 Atlantic on top here with 3:27 to go till the halftime break. Inbound pass will come from underneath now here for the Carroll Tigers. Inbound pass. Now they'll throw it over right side. Now the dribble in, and it's going to be thrown up and popped home that time in the middle of the lane there by Pettit. So Pettit with back-to-back buckets here for Carroll, and it's down 27-23. Newell up the floor here on the dribble. Brooke Newell outside. She'll dump it in the corner here to Behrens. Down low, Anderson turns, fires one up, but she's fouled. She'll go to line here to shoot two. It ended up short. Carly Jones gets hit with the foul. It'll be her second. So Allie Anderson will head to the free throw line. This is her first trip to the stripe here tonight. And she will shoot a pair. Just 3-for-4 from the stripe last season in her limited varsity action. Free throw on the way, and that's short on the first. One more coming here for the junior. It's 27-23, Atlantic leading by 4 with 3:03 on the clock here until the intermission. Anderson's free throw on the way. This one's also no good off the left side. Rebound pulled down here by Carroll as they'll run it up the floor. Tuning got it off left side. Now a drive by Pettit. Kick back outside. Lingle for three. That's no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Tuning. She'll put one back up and in. There's a Tuning with her first bucket of the contest. And now they'll push it up the floor here as they'll send it left side for Behrens here for the Trojans. She stops and has one knocked away. It's tracked down by Newell, though, and then she's tied up, though, and it'll be a jump ball. Arrow belongs to Carroll. So the Tigers will get it back now here as they fought back within two. And they'll have a chance to tie her lead on this possession. Inbound pass to Lingle as she'll dribble right side. Picks up her dribble, throws it up front. Head fake here by Pettit in the drive. She'll kick it outside. Drive by Tuning. Goes all the way in. Missed the shot. Rebound taken away by Leonard. She had an open look but couldn't knock it down. Up ahead now here to Behrens. She'll run in. Stop and fire one. No good. Rebound Anderson. The putback is good. Allie Anderson on the putback. Puts it up by 4. 29-25. Trojans leading. Left side pass. Here's Pettit on the drive. Will blow by the defender. Then awkwardly went up with the ball and lost it. Ends up throwing it off a Trojan out of bounds. It'll stay with Carroll. Substitutions here for both teams. As back into the game is Taylor Woosley here for Carroll. Also back in here for Atlantic. They will bring Lexi Friend along with Alyssa Ginther. Inbound pass for the Tigers. We'll work it out top. Tuning on the bounce now. She'll get through into the lane. Puts one up and banks it home. 4 points for her in the quarter. And it's now a 29-27 contest. Back up the floor, Atlantic. Ginther gets stuck on the baseline. Has it tapped away and stolen now here by Woosley. She comes up with the ball that was poked away. Now here's a dribble by Lingle. Into the lane. The kick out right side. Moore for a three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Newell in the middle here for Atlantic. And now she'll run with it. Newell right side will stop. Didn't have numbers, and she'll reset the offense. 29-27, Atlantic by two.
Looking down on the block now here to Leonard. She'll turn, bounce it across over for a shot for Friend. Missed it. Rebound fought for underneath. We're going to have a jump ball call. And it will belong to Atlantic this time here on the arrow. 1:15 till the break. 29-27 Atlantic, and they'll inbound. Here's Leonard to key it in. She'll toss it in the corner. Head faking a drive by Ginther. Stops and pops. And that one rattles home. Alyssa Ginther with the bucket. She's got four here in the quarter. And it's 31-27 Trojans. Right side pass. Moore going to put it on the deck. Drive in. Shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. Goes straight back up. And she's fouled this time. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. It's either going to be Anderson or Leonard. Not sure which one they're going to slap it with. And it will be Leonard who picks up the foul. It'll be her first. That's the 11th team foul now here against Atlantic. Actually, 10th, excuse me. And the free throw is up and off the iron. No good that time by Moore. Another shot from Taylor Moore coming as her team trailing right now. It's Atlantic 31-27, 56 seconds on the clock here in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good. Just falls off the rim. Rebound, though, is grabbed and then put back up in for a bucket here by Taylor Woosley. Leonard didn't do a good job of trying to box out, and she'll get called for another foul here, and it's going to be points this time as Woosley was able to knock it home, and she'll get a chance at a three-point play. So just like that, Leonard picks up two quick fouls. And had a question here at the scorer's table. Wanted to get something corrected here. I want to make sure they have the foul call correct. That's what they were looking for. Trying to make sure everything's correct here on the scoreboard. So I think we've got it figured out. And we will be back at it here with a chance for Carroll to pull within one. 31-29 right now, Trojans. 54 seconds on the clock, and the free throw is knocked down by Woosley. She is able to bank home a three-point play. And now up the floor here, we're going to have a quick reach-in foul here against Carroll as Ginther was on the dribble. And they reached in on her outside, and that's going to be the player that just scored the points. Woosley, who picks it up, that's going to be her third. And we'll go back to the free throw line here. We're well over 10 fouls now here for Carroll. And the free throw is up and short that time by Ginther. She's got one more coming here. Substitution as Woosley will come out. Sydney Renning back in. Free throw coming here for Ginther. And she will put it up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound long, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Carroll basketball. So Ginther can't take advantage, and now she will have a substitution here as Brooke Newell is going to come in for Bailey Newell. And the inbound here for the Carroll Tigers. As they will send it in. Oh, something wrong with the clock here. Officials wanting to get something straight again with the scoreboard. And now the officials still having a discussion, making sure that they've got this straightened out. Not sure what was the issue, but they've got the clock reset right now to 50.4. And I think we're ready to go. Carroll will inbound the basketball here as they send it into the hands of Renning. Renning on the dribble. Get in the lane. Kick it back out. There's Tuning on the bounce. Gets down underneath. Jones is wide open. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. This time it's blocked out of her hands. Ball's loose on the floor. But he knocked out in the corner. And it'll be Carroll basketball as Leonard was the last to touch it, trying to grab it as she went to the deck. So Carroll will inbound here from the far corner as Madison Lengel will be the one to key it in with 36 seconds to go in the half. Inbound pass comes here to Carly Jones. She'll dribble left side, kick back out. Moore will spot up for a three. That's good. Our second three of the contest, and both of them knocked down by Carroll. And it's now 33-31. They've taken a two-point lead here with just 20 seconds to go in the half. Here's Newell driving. She'll kick it back out to Friend. Friend stops in traffic, throws it across. Ginther spots up for a three, and she answers. Alyssa Ginther hits her first three of the season and puts Atlantic back up by one. Carroll back the other way here. 4 seconds to go in the half. A three-pointer on the outside is no good. Rebound by Moore. Put back no good, and that'll end our first half of basketball. Atlantic leads by one after one half of play after the Alyssa Ginther three-pointer brought them back ahead. 34-33 as we head to the intermission. We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call McDermott Auction Building, 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321. With Farmers Insurance, you get a professional local agent, Jeremy Seifert, who can help you with your auto, home, life, and small business needs, helping you simplify your life, and who can offer you a broad array of coverage discounts.
And welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. It's a one-point lead here for Atlantic at the break as they open up the season here tonight against Carroll. 34-33 is your score. And it was thanks to Alyssa Ginther, a late three-pointer. It was just about 10 seconds left to go in the half that keeps Atlantic out front as they had just lost the lead after a three-pointer was knocked down by Taylor Moore to make it a 33-31 contest. And then answering back was Ginther with a three to get him ahead by a point here at the intermission. And it was a back-and-forth contest here for that first half. Carroll had actually jumped out to a lead in the first quarter, and Atlantic was kind of battling back throughout the end of that first quarter into the beginning of the second, and then got the lead. They pushed it out to a lead as big as 6 points, but then had Carroll fight their way back and then got the brief lead there for a moment before Atlantic took it back here before the intermission. So certainly anybody's ball game here at this point. Nobody's really established themselves very well so far here in the contest. But let's take a look at the scoring sheet here for you from the first half of basketball. It was 9 points in the first half from Taylor Moore for Carroll, 7 points from Taylor Woosley, 6 points chipped in by Josie Pettit, 5 points from Madison Lingle, 4 points in the first half from Marissa Tuning, and 2 points for Carly Jones. For Atlantic, they got 9 points from Brooke Newell in the first half of play, 7 points from both Alyssa Ginther and Catherine Leonard, 5 points chipped in by McKenna Denbesti, and four coming from Allie Anderson, 3 points tonight from Bailey Newell so far in the contest. Atlantic has been to the free throw line a lot more so far here than Carroll. Carroll got into early foul trouble and sent Atlantic to the line a lot. 12 and 19 in the first half for Atlantic. So doing pretty good job there, taking advantage of their opportunities. Could be, you know, a little bit better, but overall not too bad. And 3 for 6 from the stripe for Carroll, so just 50% from them, and obviously a lot fewer opportunities here in that first half of play. So that's a look at how the first half stats have shaken up here for you. As far as foul trouble is concerned, there's 2 players with 3 for the Tigers, Sarah Sweeney and Taylor Woosley. And also, they've got a couple of others with 2, Taylor Moore, Carly Jones, and Marissa Tuning. And for Atlantic, Emily Hohenberger has 3 fouls in the first half. Bailey Newell, Catherine Leonard, and McKenna Denbesti all with 2. And they've got a couple with 1, but not near as much, I guess, the foul trouble to deal with so far for Atlantic compared to Carroll. But a lot of fouls really for both teams here in that first half of play. Atlantic leading by 1 here, 34-33 at the halftime intermission. We will take a quick break, and what we'll do is we'll let Riley Smith take a quick look at the weather forecast here for you, the SkyScan forecast. We'll get you the current conditions here and then toss it back to us after another break. So we'll go ahead and do that now. We'll listen to high school basketball here on KJM.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic Weather.
A new weather system will be pushing into Iowa from the southwest tonight. This will spread some rain into southwestern Iowa, possibly some mixed precipitation across the northern part of the state. This rain will continue into tomorrow and tomorrow evening here in the southwestern counties, then should diminish with dry weather returning on Wednesday. Another system will bring a chance for some light rain and snow mixed into the state late Thursday into Friday morning, but most precipitation amounts from the late week system should be fairly light. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some light rain developing, low 37, southeast winds 5 to 10. Cloudy tomorrow with some rain, southeast winds 15 to 25, high 45. Mostly cloudy with rain ending tomorrow night, low 36. On Wednesday, partly cloudy to cloudy, high 42. For Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy, some light rain late in the day, high 45. On Friday, some light rain and snow mixed early, then becoming partly cloudy, high 43. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the Skyscan forecast on the station where your friends are.
Currently in Atlantic, the temperature is 41 degrees. It's mostly cloudy skies. Wind is at the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour. Humidity is at 55%. Dew point is at 28 degrees. And the barometric pressure is at 30.04 inches of mercury on a downward trend. Yesterday's high was 45 degrees and last night's low was 21 degrees. This day last year, the high was 29 and the low was 14. And the all-time record high for this day is 71 degrees set in 1990. And the all-time record low is a chilly negative 14 degrees set way back in 1937. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:16 a.m. Current temperature in Atlantic is 41 degrees. I'm Riley Smith reporting for KJAN Weather. We'll go ahead and give it back to Chris Parks reporting from the basketball game.
And welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight. It's a 34-33 lead here for Atlantic over Carroll at the intermission. That's a one-point lead, and it was a three by Alyssa Ginther that got them the lead here at the intermission. And that's here where we sit. Let's take a look at some other notes here for you tonight from some other action going on. Not many games here this evening. It's really early in the season as far as games being scheduled. It's pretty light load there early on in the season, but I do have an update here for you. After three quarters of play, Mount Air leads Creston by a score of 31-28 there in a girls' contest. So Mount Air with a nice start there. Also, Audubon playing here tonight. Take a look at their contest as Audubon taking on ACGC in girls basketball here this evening. And it's Audubon led by Sydney Obermeyer, leading 33-18 after three quarters of play, as Obermeyer has 6 points in the contest here so far. And she is leading the charge there. And of course, Audubon coming off a very successful volleyball season where they, for the first time in school history, made it to the state volleyball tournament. And of course, all those, most of those girls contribute to the basketball squad as well, so they're looking for a good season on that front as well. So we'll check it out and see how they progress here throughout the season and keep an eye on their squad as well. So that's a few of the other scores that we can pass along to you here for you from tonight. Of course, on the larger scale, the national sporting scene here this evening, there is a lot of top 25 college basketball going on. At halftime, Ole Miss leads Creighton 46-40 at halftime of that one. Northern Colorado has a one-point lead over 8th-ranked Arizona, 25-24, with 5 minutes to go in the first half. 5th-ranked Kansas leading 10-0 over UAB. That's very early in that one, with 17-20 to go in the first. Northwestern, an early 4-0 lead on number 22, Texas, with 17 minutes to go in the first half. 16th-ranked Wisconsin beat Tennessee earlier today, 74-62, as part of the Maui Invitational. And Georgetown beat 13th-ranked Oregon. They continue to suffer early season losses after the rating in the top 10 early this year. Georgetown wins at 65-61, also in that Maui Invitational. Later on tonight, 4th-ranked Carolina will take on the tournament host, Chaminade, there in top 25 play here this evening. Also in the NFL, they're playing south of the border here tonight in Mexico City. It's Houston and Oakland, two division leaders, and a 10-10 tie with 7:59 left to go in the second quarter of that one between the Raiders and the Texans, that game being played in Mexico City. So that's a look at the contest here for you this evening with some of those other notes from other sporting events here around the country here tonight. 34-33, our score here. Atlantic leading by one over Carroll, and Coach Jewell giving final words to his team before we start the second half of play. And, you know, a lot of things to clean up, as you would expect early in the year. Every team's going to have a lot to improve on. But I think Atlantic started to settle in a little bit better to their offense towards the late portion of that first half. And for Carroll, they got away from themselves a little bit for a while, I think. They were just settling for the first open outside look that they got. Once they started driving back to the basket is when they got right back into the game. And, you know, the outside shot's not working real well for either of these two teams. We only have three of them total here so far tonight. And now Carroll will start with the basketball as we begin the second half. But they're going to lose it as the possession is stolen away here by Atlantic. And Bailey Newell will go the other way and float one up off the glass and in. And just like that, we're off to a nice start here for Atlantic in the second half. 36-33, they lead it. Here's a spin move into the lane here for Carroll. Shot going to be missed short. Then Bestie pulls down the board, and she'll hand it off to Newell. Bailey Newell will bring it up here and reset the offense for Atlantic. They work from left to right here in the second half. Screen out top for Newell. Not able to get the defender, though, and they'll give it back off to Ginther. Ginther will throw it over to Leonard on the outside. Leonard on the deck all the way in. They let her have a pass, but she missed the shot. And then the rebound comes down here to the Tigers. Carroll will run. They'll throw it left side to Moore. Hesitates and drives. And going to be a foul here on a bump. Catherine Leonard going to pick that one up. And that'll be her third foul here early on. And it's going to be a possession underneath the hoop here for Carroll as Moore will inbound. Three-point contest here as Atlantic leads 36-33. First foul against either team here in the second half. We had a bunch in the first half. Inbound, Moore, the inbounder, gets it back in the corner. She'll take a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Ginther here for Atlantic. Now she's going to push. In transition, she'll stop and throw it off to Newell. Head fakes. Now she'll drive. Off to Hohenberger left side. She'll drive. In the lane all the way in. Missed the shot. Rebound in. Bestie goes back up with it. Missed the shot there. And now the rebound going to be fought for. And we got a jump ball here down low between Leonard and Lingle. And it's going to be Atlantic possession here on the arrow. Atlantic leading by three with the basketball. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Catherine Leonard will dump it outside to Newell. She'll pop a long shot. That is a three. It is good. Newell, Bailey Newell, the sophomore, gets the bucket. She's got all 5 points here in the second half. And it's a 39-33 lead here for Atlantic. Here's a crossover by Lingle for the Tigers. She'll dump it back outside. Work it over far side. Sweeney down to Moore. And Moore is going to be a benefactor of a foul here as Ginther tried to slide in front of her. Didn't do it quick enough. And she will get whistled for the block. So Ginther picks up her first foul of the game. Second of the half now here against Atlantic. Leonard going to check out with those three fouls now as Allie Anderson will come in. Inbound from underneath here for Carroll. Moore sends it off to Sweeney. Now back up top, Lingle. Lingle back left side. Sweeney loads up a three ball. It rattles home. She gets that one to go. Her first points of the contest. And it's now 39-36, back to a three-point game. Traded three-point buckets. And now Atlantic will have it here as they bring it across the timeline. Newell will get a screen and go left side on the dribble. Newell working her way in. Dumps it now, and a shot going to be on the way here by Anderson. Missed it. Rebound picked up off the floor here by the Tigers. They'll run the other direction all the way in. It's Renning. Baseline shot no good. Rebound taken away by Ginther. Ginther now on the run. Throws it in transition. The shot by Hohenberger underneath misses. And then Denbesti runs into the Carroll player underneath, and she'll get called for a foul, I believe. And that will be the case. And she picks up number three for her. So the two players that work down inside for Atlantic have three fouls. And the third team foul of the half here against Atlantic. Inbound for the Tigers as they'll walk it up the floor here. It'll send it over left side. Lingle will kick it back across over for Moore. A three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound Den Bestie. She'll outlet to Newell. Bailey Newell working against Moore. Goes left side. Good defense here by Moore. A screen, though, by Anderson. And we're going to have, a foul called here against Anderson, I believe. She's going to get called for the moving pick. And now she will have two fouls, and that's the fourth foul against Atlantic here in the half. 39-36. And now we've got, you're bringing up the floor here for Sarah Sweeney for Carroll. She'll dump it in the corner. Long three ball on the way. That's no good by Lingle. Rebound tapped around, taken away here by Bailey Newell. Newell up the floor, all the way in transition, has it knocked away from her. And that's going to be a foul, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Got her on the wrist. And we'll go to the free throw line here. That's going to be whistled against Madison Lingle. That'll be her first foul here against Carroll in the second half of play. Bailey Newell will fire up the free throw, and that's up and good. Substitution now here is Leonard back in. Den Bestie back out here for Atlantic as Coach Jewell rotates those two players a lot here so far tonight. And, of course, now it's a necessity a little bit with both the three fouls. Newell knocks down the second free throw, so she's able to send them both home. It's now a 41-36 lead in Atlantic with a steal. Anderson takes it away. She'll bring it up the floor. Off to Leonard. Drives in the lane. Stops and fires. Knocks it down. And Atlantic on a run here. We got a whistle and a break as a player had fallen over there. Leonard, after she made the shot, ball got poked away. So they get that reorganized, and Carroll will have it here. But Atlantic on a nice burst here, leading 43-36. Pass into the corner here for Moore. She'll put it on the deck right through traffic. Forces one up, but she got it to go. Right through all the defenders. She's got 11 now in the game. And it's a 43-38 Atlantic lead. Hohenberger now in trouble. She tries to throw the pass off to someone else, and we're going to get a foul call here. And that's going to go against Moore. That'll be her third. Team foul number two here against Carroll in the second half. And Atlantic will inbound from the far side. Brooke Newell up off the bench now here for Atlantic, and she will come in. She's going to replace Hohenberger. And now also coming in for Carroll is Carly Jones, as she will replace Woosley. Inbound pass from Leonard, and she'll dump it up top. That's Bailey Newell setting things up. Atlantic trying to spread the floor. Left side, Brooke Newell now on the dribble back out front. She'll bounce it in the right side. Ginther open for a jumper, and she'll knock down the baseline. Jay, nice job there by Alyssa Ginther. She's got nine. Back the other way. Here comes Carroll. Quick shot. Nice passing as they got it down on the block to Carly Jones quickly, and she gets an easy one. And it's now 45-40. Five-point lead for the Trojans, and here comes Bailey Newell on the dribble. All the way to the baseline. Now she'll stop and fire it off to Anderson. Anderson to Leonard. Leonard back outside. The head fake by Newell. Trying to get by Moore. And we're going to have a reach-in foul here against Moore. And that's going to be number four against her. She's picked up two quick ones here. And now has four fouls in the contest. The 5'9 sophomore leading scorer on the night here for Carroll. That'll be a blow if they take her out. They're going to leave her in right now. Inbound pass with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Atlantic leading by five. The basketball out front here to Bailey Newell. Newell will send it over right side. That's Ginther. Puts it on the deck. Back to Newell. She'll fire up a three. It's good. Bailey Newell with a couple of triples here in the third quarter. It's 48-40 now, Trojans. Back the other direction. Carroll's fire to Sweeney. She'll try to answer with a three. That's short. Moore saves it, but it's into the hands of Leonard. Leonard bounces it off to Newell. Atlantic going to try to run in transition. Here comes Newell on the bounce. Bounce over to Brooke Newell. She'll drive in, and we're going to have a block foul call here as Carly get a little caught up there with Carly Jones. And Jones is going to pick up the foul. That'll be her third. And now we got a whistle and a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken here by Carroll, their second 30-second break. So we'll keep it right here. They have three full timeouts left to use. Atlantic still with three fulls and 1:30. 48-40, Trojans on top here. And it's been Bailey Newell's come alive here in the third quarter as she has 10 points here in this third quarter alone. Now 13 for the game, as she is now the leading scorer for the Trojans, helped by a couple of three-pointers here in the quarter. 48-40. 3:05 left to go, third quarter. Inbound pass will come from Catherine Leonard. Leonard fires it outside. The head fake there by Bailey Newell. Now she'll bring it back out on the dribble. Up top. Throw it in the middle here to Leonard. Leonard head fake. She'll drive, and a reach-in foul going to be called here against Carroll as Lingle came across. Jones was right there as well. And they're going to whistle it actually against Jones on the other side. I thought it was going to be Lingle for the reach-in, but they call the block on Jones instead. And that's now four on her. So two players with four fouls for the Carroll Tigers. By the way, Moore has checked out, though, at that last break, so she comes out with those four, and now so will Jones as they bring back into the game Josie Pettit. Inbound pass will come to Newell on the outside. That's Brooke Newell. Back up top to Bailey. Now right side, Ginther. She'll load up a three. That's going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, no, by Leonard. Putback is up, no good. Got her on board. Puts it up again, missed it. Now she falls to the floor as she grabs it, and she's going to be grabbing her right knee, and she is in some pain there after that play. And she missed the shot, and it got called for the travel there. She went tumbling to the floor, and they're going to help her off the floor now here. She's had a lot of troubles with both of those knees, unfortunately, in her athletic career. She's played with a brace from time to time, but she's just got pads on either one of the knees here tonight. And she's kind of taking her time to see what kind of pressure she can put on the leg, as Coach Jewell is with her, and the officials are over there making sure that she is going to be okay. And now they're going to help her off. So Catherine Leonard will head to the bench here, as had the knee buckle out on her. And she'll sit down. We'll see if she can come back in here after a while. Inbound pass now will come from Carroll after the injury break. 48-40, Atlantic still leading by 8 with 2:42 left to go in this third quarter. Trojans trying to pick up an opening win here tonight on their home floor. Got some work left to do. Bounce up top here. The drive and a shot thrown up awkwardly on the run there by Pettit. Rebound, though, came into the hands of Tuning, and she is able to knock one home. She's got 6 points, and it's now a six-point game, 48-42. Here's Bailey Newell on the bounce. Lost the handle on it for a moment, able to regather, and will now have it in the center court. Gets a screen, goes by it. Dumps it over left side of Brooke Newell. Now she'll screen for her. She'll stop and fire them from 15 and knock it down. Nice little play there between Bailey and Brooke Newell. And now 11 points in the game for Brooke. Here's a run in transition. Shot going to be short here by Carroll. Ball tapped in and saved, but Anderson comes up with it for Atlantic. Here's Brooke Newell now on the run. Throws it in the middle to Den Bestie. She'll dump it back outside. Ginther for a three. No good. Rebound Bailey Newell. She'll go back up with it, and it knocks it down off the glass. 52-42. 10-point lead for the Trojans. Their largest margin of the game. Left side now here. Carroll driving in. Gets around the defender all the way in, and a high shot off the glass. No good there by Pettit. And a rebound comes down here to Atlantic, and we've got a foul here on the board against Carroll. That foul is going to go against Pettit. She'll pick up her first. That's team foul number 6 now here of the half against the Tigers, as they've started to rack them back up again. And entering the game again will be Taylor Moore, playing with those four fouls, as she'll replace Sydney Renning. 52-42, and I think Carroll just senses that this is the moment. They don't want to let this get away from them, as Atlantic's able to push it out to a 10-point lead. Pass across the lane. It's popped up in the air and then fought for between Den Bestie and Lingle, and it's going to be Carroll ball on the arrow. They call it a quick jump ball, and Carroll will get it. So the Tigers have the basketball, and it'll be Pettit to bring it up the floor here. 1:14 to go, third quarter. 10-point lead for the Trojans. Bounce in the corner. Moore will fire up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound inside. Poked away by Tuning, and then a jump ball call as Brooke Newell came from the other side and tied her up. And now Atlantic will get ball on the arrow. Nice job there by Brooke Newell to see the basketball free and come get a grasp on it. Now inbound here for Atlantic. They break some man pressure. Bailey Newell on the dribble. Go left side, hand it off here to Ginther. Ginther spots up for a three. She'll launch one. That's too strong, and it's going to go out of bounds. Here it'll be Carroll basketball. A little bit too quick on that shot. Coach Jewell talks to Ginther about that one. Wanted her to settle down a little bit. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. 52-42, Atlantic leading. Here's a dribble drive by Pettit. She'll dump it back out top. Sweeney now over left side. Moore. Head fake, drives baseline all the way in, and that's going to be a charge. And that is the correct call. Then Bestie set up just outside the block waiting for her. And it'll be into the game here for Taylor Moore because that is her fifth foul. Should be her fifth foul. I don't know what changed there. Inbound up the floor here. The runner is on the way for Atlantic. Missed it by Bailey Newell, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Carroll basketball. They must have changed that earlier. I don't know who they changed the foul to, but she had four prior. Inbound pass now here for the Tigers, and they'll have it up floor. It'll be sent back into the corner. Tipped away, though. Taken away here by Ginther. She'll give it off to Bailey Newell in transition. Ball knocked away from her. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Carroll. It'll stay with Atlantic. No foul called here because they kind of Newell had kind of given up on the play a little bit. It just bounced off the player out of bounds. Substitutions now here for both teams as Leonard's going to come back in, as Anderson will come out. Bailey Brinks back in here for Carroll. 52-42, 22 seconds to go, third quarter, inbound for Atlantic. They'll fire it out top. It's into the hands of Brooke Newell. She'll bounce it right side over to Bailey. Bailey back out front. They try to run the set here. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Left side, Ginther. Now to Leonard at the high post. Bounce back to Newell in the corner. Had to save it. And no, she went out of bounds first. She tried to save it back in, but kind of hop-stepped. They either could have called the travel or out of bounds, and she gets the turnover. So now Leonard will check right back out. Here's the offense-defense sub, and Anderson will be back on the floor. 8 seconds to go here as they inbound. They'll get it and pushed up the floor here by Renning, who's back in. She'll kick it out right side. Lingle for three off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Pettit, and time runs out before she can get a shot off here at the end of the quarter. Atlantic leads it by 10 after three, 52-42. We're back with the fourth quarter in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering touchless car wash including three self-serve bays and one automatic bay with dryer and self-service pet wash station. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, located on West Highway 6 in Atlantic. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan.
Hey, welcome back here to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as we head to the final quarter of play. 52-42, the lead here for Atlantic is 10 as they enter the fourth quarter. I don't want to get you up to speed. Apparently at one point one of those fouls was whistled against Josie Pettit instead of against Taylor Moore. So she has four, and she is on the bench right now with those four fouls. So that's where the change was made. And that was one of those, must have been the discussions at the scorers table we had earlier. So now that we've gotten at least the fouls placed where they have them on the board, we'll get back to action here in the fourth quarter. Carroll with the basketball. They'll immediately send it outside for a shot by Lingle for three. No good. Rebound underneath for Carroll. They'll put up a quick shot down low, and it's going to be two for Bailey Brinks backing up and knocks it down. And now it's going to be knocked away here by Carroll on the inbound for Atlantic. And Atlantic will keep possession here, but a quick start here for Carroll to start the fourth quarter to try to get some energy back into this one. They'll put on some pressure here. Bailey Newell will bring it up the floor against Sydney Renning. Renning trying to play tight defense here. 52-44, Atlantic on top by eight. Here's Hohenberger around the corner, dumps it off to Genther. She'll send it off to Leonard. Leonard head fakes, drives, kicks Bailey Newell. She'll head fake and drive, now stop and fire. Too strong on the shot, rebound Brinks. Here comes Carroll. Headed on the dribble drive, left side. She'll stop and fire it out, right side. Now here's the dribble by Tuning. Back out to Lingle. Another three try. This time she hits it. Her second three of the game. She's got 8 points, and it's now 52-47. They've climbed back within five, cut the lead in half here to start the fourth quarter. Bailey Newell out front now for Atlantic as the Trojans set up the offense. Screen from Leonard. Now a roll to get it back to her. Nice drive in. She missed the shot, though, and the rebound taken away here by Lingle. Good pick and roll that time, but Atlantic couldn't convert. Now left side, they'll throw it to Tuning. She'll drive baseline, goes around the defender, now threw away a bad pass, tipped away, and then a jump ball going to be called here against between Tuning and Leonard, and it will be Atlantic basketball here on the arrow. So Catherine Leonard will be the one to inbound it here, get some pressure again by the Tigers. They'll get it into Genther. Genther a couple of dribbles, and she'll hang on to it. Now she falls to the floor against the defender, gives it off to Leonard, who lost it. It's into the hands of Tuning. Now back to Carroll. They'll run and fire one up, and it's good by Lingle, and she makes the bucket. And now we've got a quick timeout by the official as Genther came up hobbling a little bit there after that mix-up, and she is going to check out. And a couple of substitutions. So Brooke Newell will come in for Genther, and Allie Anderson going to come in here for Catherine Leonard. And now Atlantic will have the basketball, but they've seen their lead shrink from 10 down to 3 here, 52-49 with 6:27 left in the contest. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Atlantic as well. They want to take a full break. 52-49, Atlantic leading by 3, but Carroll's rallying. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial. Member SIPC. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings at OSI in Oakland.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. 52-49 is the lead here for the Trojans as we head to the final, 6:27 in the game. That's the good news. The bad news is they had a 10-point lead here at the end of the third quarter. So it's Carroll that's been on a run here to start this fourth quarter. Pressure inbound. They get it into Hohenberger, who will bring it up the floor. She dribbled it off her foot. Den Bestie able to save it, though, off the floor. Now it's poked around. Back to Hohenberger. She'll try to go up for a shot, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Got her across the arm there. I believe that's Pettit who's going to pick up the foul. And that is the case. That'll be three on her, and we'll head here to the free throw line for Emily Hohenberger. And she will have two shots, and the first one is up and good. First points of the fourth quarter here for Hohenberger, and it stops the 7-point run for Carroll. Free throw on the way. That one's off the mark. Picked up here now by Carroll. Carroll will dribble back the other direction here. They'll throw it up from the outside, and a three knocked down again by Lingle. She's got two threes here in the quarter, and it's now a 1-point game, 53-52. Atlantic back up the floor here quickly. Bailey Newell will dribble into the corner. Dumps it down to Den Bestie, down low. She'll turn, fire it up, missed it. Got her own rebound. Goes back up again. This time it's good, and the foul. Got that one to roll around and fall home. Basket good. The foul whistled against Madison Lingle. That'll be her second. And McKenna Den Bestie doing some nice work on the block. We'll try to get three the hard way here. And she's got her team back out to a 3-point lead, and she can push it to four. And now both players that have four fouls will be back on the floor here for Carroll. Carly Jones in there. Taylor Moore's out there as well. With 5:52 left. Here's McKenna Den Bestie for the free throw try. Shot up on the way, and no good off the mark. Rebound fought for on the floor, picked up here by Carroll. They'll run it up the floor, and they throw it away. Trying to get an outlet pass out to Renning, and she throws it away. And Atlantic will get it back here, leading by three with 5:46 left. Inbound to Hohenberger. She'll be able to break the press on the dribble against Lingle. Hohenberger out top. Drives right side, bounce it down low. Den Bestie again, turn, banker, no good. Got her own board again, and she's fouled again. She'll go to the line here to shoot two again, I believe, as that is the case. And the foul is going to be going against Carly Jones, and that is number five on Jones. The 5'7 senior will finish the night with 4 points. Didn't get much time here in the second half with that foul trouble. And now substituting will be Taylor Woosley. And they'll do it after this. Oh, it is a 1-1. Okay, so it's a 1-1. It's not a two-shot foul. They called it on the floor. Or no, wait, excuse me. No, it's a double bonus anyway, so it doesn't matter. Free throw up and good there by Den Bestie. Now, that was just the first shot. What are we doing? Oh, boy. Everybody confused there for a moment. All right, then Bessie got the free throw. She's got one more coming. 56-52, Atlantic leading here by four. Second free throw is up on the way, and that one is good. So she knocks it down. Den Bestie there with the two freebies and has pushed the lead back out to five. 57-52. 5:30 left to go. Here's Carroll throwing into the corner. They throw it away. Bad pass. That was Renning throwing it out to Lingle, too far out in front of her. And Atlantic will get it back, and this is a tough spot to inbound from the corner against the pressure. And we'll see if Allie Anderson can get it in. She'll throw it into Hohenberger. Hohenberger dribbles across the timeline. She's double-teamed and trapped there. Tries to get a pass away, and it was a timeout called first from the Atlantic bench as Coach Kelly Jewell saw the situation unfolding before his eyes and called the 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here as Atlantic will have two fulls left, and Carroll will have three fulls left here in the contest. So that's the timeout situation. ...57-52, Atlantic on top here. We'll see if they can close this out. They led by 10 to start the fourth quarter. Carroll got back within one, and now it's another five-point lead here for Atlantic. Inbound pass now will come here from Anderson, and she'll throw it into Hohenberger. Hohenberger on the right side will dump it back out top. A dribble by Newell, off to Hohenberger. Crossover, dribble, now she'll slide inside, throws it back out. Bailey Newell for a three, it's short. Rebound comes out to the Tigers. Sydney Renning got the board. She'll bring it up the floor, throw it left side to Lingle. Lingle stops and fires a three. They left her open. In and out, no good. Rebound inside. Tuning puts it back up, no good. Got the rebound, knocked away for a moment. She got it back, dumps it over to her teammate. Missed there on the shot by Woosley. Now back outside, it's Lingle. Carroll going to see if the fifth time's a charm here on this possession. They'll throw it back left corner here to Renning. Renning now will try to drive around Anderson, and Anderson gets called for the block foul. Tripped her up, and Anderson will pick up her third. That's going to be the fifth team foul here at the half against Atlantic. Catherine Leonard will check back in along with Alyssa Ginther as Anderson and Brooke Newell will come out. 4:38 left in the contest. Carroll basketball, Atlantic leading by five. In the corner, Moore going to launch up a three, and she splashes it home right off the inbound. They gave her some space, and she hits it. It's a two-point game, 57-55. Leonard will bring the ball off the floor for Atlantic. She'll stop and fire it outside for Ginther for a three. No good. Long rebound to Moore, and then she's fouled by Ginther. That'll be number two on Alyssa Ginther, and that's the 16th foul now of the half here against Atlantic. So the next one will be bonus time for the Tigers. Two-point game, 57-55 with 4:23 left to go. Right side dribble here for Carroll. As they'll work it around the outside. Head fake here for Moore. She'll drive in, kick out. Lingle, another three try. That's no good. Long rebound, though. Came over to Carroll, but then out of bounds was Woosley as she tried to save it along the baseline. Two-point contest with 4:09 left. Catherine Leonard will inbound here for the Trojans. Gets it into Ginther, who comes open. She'll bring it up the floor now here. Gets a screen from Leonard. Goes left side. Stops and fires there from 13. No good. Rebound fought for. And a whistle and a foul going to be called here against Atlantic. And that's going to be McKenna Denvesti, I believe, who picks it up. And that'll be her fourth. And that's the seventh team foul now here against Atlantic as well. So we'll walk to the other end here for the 1-1. And it'll be Taylor Woosley heading to the free throw line here for the 1-1, but Denvesti going to check out here, replaced by Anderson. Now a couple of subs here for Carroll. Sarah Sweeney comes back in. And also back into the game is Pettit, as both Tuning and Lingle come out. Free throw up and no good. Dances off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Lingle. Was tied up there by Pettit. And the jump ball will belong to Carroll here as they will get possession. And somebody's going to have to inbound the basketball here. And now they will get ready to send it in. It's Renning waiting for somebody to go open. Pops it open in the corner. Now it's a drive by Pettit all the way in. Missed the shot though, and the rebound to Anderson. Anderson brings it up across the timeline. She'll spin to the middle, hand it off to Leonard. Driving down the left side of the lane. A big collision, and we have no call here. Got a whistle, but no call. I don't know what they're going to call here. The official hasn't signaled anything yet. He's looking back, and it's going to be called here against... It's going to be called against Carroll, so Pettit will pick up the foul, is who they whistled it against. That'll be her fourth. And now Catherine Leonard will head to the free throw line here for the double bonus. And the first one is no good, short. Yeah, I don't know. Leonard was a little bit out of control on that one. That was a tough call to make. One more coming here for Leonard. Her team still leading by two. They've just been kind of hanging on here in the middle of this quarter. And the next one is good. So she makes one out of two this time. She's got 10 points, and it's a 58-55 game. Back the other way. Here's Sweeney trying to drive baseline for Carroll. Throws a tough pass across. They get it over to the far side. Renning open for the three, and she knocks one down. Her first points of the game. Tie it up at 58. 3:31 left to go here in the contest. Now it's Leonard trying to turn in the lane. She's bumped, and they call her for a walk. I'm probably thinking those calls should have been reversed the last two times. Leonard probably should have got the offensive foul before, and that one probably should have been a defensive foul. But as it is, it's 58 all. Here's the pass for Carroll along the baseline. Moore, a tough shot, missed it. Rebound inside, missed by Carroll. Another putback is no good, but a foul call here against Leonard, and they'll go to the line to shoot two. Taylor Woosley will head to the free throw line here to shoot two to try to put her team ahead in this contest, and Catherine Leonard picks up number four. So Denvesti and Leonard both with four. And you've got Jones who's fouled out for Carroll, and the first free throw rolls around and falls through. So the lead has been taken here by Carroll. As Woosley picks up the freebie. And now we're going to have a couple of substitutions here as well, as both Lingle and Tuning will come back in. Second free throw is up and in and out, no good. Rebound Leonard. She was hit from behind, fell to the floor, but got the ball out here to Ginther. Now Ginther trying to drive right side, and we're going to have a block foul here against Carroll, and that's going to go against Pettit, and that's going to be her fifth. So she will foul out of the contest. Josie Pettit, the 5'5 sophomore, had 6 points in the first half, and that's what she will finish the night with. So So she will check out, and we've got Sweeney back in there. And now the free throw's on the way here. This is a two shots coming here for Ginther, and the first one is on the way, short. So Ginther with another one to try to tie it up here. Substitution as Den Bestie's going to come in. Anderson comes out. 3:08 left in the game. Carroll leads by one right now, 59-58. Atlantic can tie it here on this free throw by Ginther. On the way, and that one's good. Straight through. Able to get that one home, and it's tied at 59. Inbound here. Sweeney will throw it left wing for Lingle. Lingle on the perimeter. Will dribble it out front. She'll toss it over now to Sweeney. She'll load up a three ball quickly and knocks it down. Sarah Sweeney with her second three of the game, and it's now 62-59. Carroll leads by three. Up across the timeline, Ginther off to Bailey Newell. Atlantic setting up the offense. Still plenty of time here. 2:44 left to go. Right side, Ginther. She'll hand it off here to Newell. Newell driving. Will dump it down low, and there's going to be a foul call here as Tuning ran into Leonard as she tried to catch that pass. And she will pick up her third. And now Catherine Leonard will head to the free throw line here for a pair. So Catherine Leonard at the charity stripe here. As Leonard will load up the free throw, and that one's off the back iron, no good. She's got one more coming. Leonard ready for the second free throw here, trying to get her team back within two. It's 62-59 Carroll right now, and she does get that one to roll around and fall home. So it's now it's a two-point game, 62-60. Here comes Carroll. Lingle, left side for the Tigers. 2:32 left to play. She'll dribble it back out front. And now we have a whistle and a timeout taken here by Carroll. It'll be a full timeout with 2:29 left to play. They lead by two at 62-60. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Griswold Communications is proud to be a locally owned company, powering Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, and Grant with Blue Surge Internet, television, and voice services.
J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that prove outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728.
And welcome back now here to Atlantic High School as we head towards the final stretch here. 62-60, Carroll leading by two with 2:29 left to go in the contest. Atlantic had a 10-point lead here to start this fourth quarter, but they've seen that slip away. And now Carroll will have the basketball after a timeout. Work through traffic. Tuning will lose it on the floor. Going to be tied up with Denvesti, and the jump ball will be called. And the arrow right now belonging to Atlantic, so they will get possession back here. 2:22 left to go here in the game. Inbound to Hohenberger. She's cut off there. We'll kick it across over back to Bailey Newell. She'll bring it across the timeline now. Newell, left side dribble, working against Lingle. Will drive all the way in. Oh, it's all the way under the basket. The layup is no good, though. Rebound, Den Bestie. She'll kick it back out to Brooke Newell. Through traffic, she'll kick it back outside. Bailey Newell, the shot just inside the arc is good. As Newell has tied it back up at 62. Up the floor, Carroll. Minute 49 left in the game. Here's Tuning. Got away from everybody. Shoots one over Den Bestie. Missed it. Leonard went to the floor trying to get the board. It's on the floor. It's picked up by Hohenberger. Bodies tumbling all over. Here's Hohenberger right side. She'll throw it to Brooke Newell. Driving baseline. Shot up on the way, and it's good. She banks one home. Atlantic leads by two. 64-62 with 1:27 left. Here's the drive the other way. Renning short on the shot. Rebound, Leonard underneath. Atlantic now will settle it down here with Bailey Newell out front. Coach Jewell screaming at his point guard to try to slow it down, set things up here. Get her a screen. Here she goes around left side, off to Brooke Newell. Minute 10 left to go in the game. Atlantic leading 64-62. Here's Hohenberger. Picks up the dribble. Bounce in the middle. Poked away. Stolen here by the Tigers. As Renning comes up with it. She'll run the other way. Throws it off left side. Lingle for a three. It's good. Lingle the three to take the lead back here by one for Carroll with 51 seconds left. 65-64. Left side. Bounce pass down low. Denbesti turns to the baseline. And now she's pushed. And there'll be a foul called here against Lingle. And we'll head to the free throw line for two for McKenna Denbesti. So Denbesti will have two free throws coming here with a chance to take the lead back here for the Trojans. 65-64, 44 seconds left in the game. Carroll on top by a point after the three by Lingle, and now Denbesti trying to tie it here with this freebie. Deadly quiet in here, and she knocks it down. Ice cold there from McKenna Denbesti to tie it back up. And now we've got a substitution as Moore comes back in here for Carroll. Now we've got a timeout on the floor. So Atlantic want to take time, or Carroll takes a timeout. They say it's a 30-second timeout. Then don't have any left, but I guess that's what they're going to call it. And we'll keep it right here. 65 all is the score here with under a minute to play here in this contest. And one more free throw coming up for McKenna Denbesti to try to take the lead here for her team. And, of course, you got to get back and play good defense. Carroll's been able to get some good outside looks here in this fourth quarter, and they've roared back because of the outside shot. They've hit six of them here in this fourth quarter, and that's why it's tied. Atlantic had a 10-point lead at the end of three. They let that slip away. But now they've got an opportunity here to try to finish this thing off. Here's Denbesti. The free throw on the way, and it is good. She gets it to roll home. McKenna Denbesti gets the free throw at 66-65. Here comes Carroll. Left side, Lingle. She'll load up a three. She hits it again. Another three for Lingle. And she has got four of them here in this fourth quarter. And Carroll leads by two, 68-66, with 35 seconds on the clock. And we'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. Hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is here to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 800-482-6426. Midstates Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help with your finances, see Midstates Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Midstates Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
Back here at Atlantic High School, Trojans trail by two after leading by 10 at the end of three. It's 68-66, 35 seconds left to go in the game. Atlantic has one full timeout left. They say Carroll has two timeouts left, which shouldn't be the case. Something got mismarked along the way because they got an extra timeout here left according to what they have up on the board. And we will see if that has an effect here down the stretch, because it certainly is an advantage for them right now. 68-66, they had to get something straightened out of the scoreboard for a moment, and now we're ready to go. Inbound will come here from McKenna Denbesti. Atlantic possession here as they try to tie this thing back up or take a lead with a three. Here's Hohenberger. Gives it off now to Bailey Newell. 30 seconds left in the game. Plenty of time. No need to scramble. Newell harassed out front. Lingle got away with a reach. Now off to Leonard. Leonard will put it on the floor, trying to drive around defender. She'll stop, goes up and in under the defender, and she gets a foul call, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Leaning work there by Leonard to try to get a shot up, and she is going to get the foul call here against Woosley. That'll be her fourth, and we will head now here to the free throw line as Catherine Leonard will try to answer the call there. The first free throw for Leonard is good. She makes it, and now we've got nobody ready to check in, so we're ready to go here for the second one. Leonard trying to tie the game. 68-67 Carroll right now. 16.9 seconds left. Leonard missed it. Rebound comes out long. It's tied up on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball, and the arrow right now belongs to Carroll. The arrow belongs to Carroll, so they'll have the basketball here, leading by one with 15.3 seconds on the clock. The official is going to, and it's going to be a timeout taken here by Atlantic. Coach Jewell was up off the bench immediately once the tie-up happened, wanted to get a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here this time as Atlantic will spin their final timeout of the game here to try to set things up here. So here's your reset. 15 seconds left on the clock, and it's a one-point game. 68-67, Carroll with the lead as we head into this final 15 seconds. So it's going to take Atlantic, obviously, I'm assuming they're just going to go ahead and try to foul here right away and see if they can get possession back, because it is it's still 1-1 time here for Atlantic. They've got 18 fouls, so the idea would be, of course, ideally to get a steal, but you can't do that. Foul right away, and you send them to the line for the 1-1, and then they've got to earn a three-point lead. And that would still put you in a good spot here, so we'll see what Atlantic tries to do defensively here right out of the gate. But you got to imagine they're going to be uptight, trying to work something for a steal, and most likely what they're talking about a lot here right now is what they're going to do on the offensive end once they get back down the floor. Because they've got to be prepared for that, so they don't have any more timeouts to talk it over. So the inbound will come now here against the pressure. Carroll trying to get it inbounds. They get it into Moore. Moore trying to dribble away from pressure. She's getting away right now. 11 seconds. Nobody's fouling. And now finally a reach in here for Bailey Newell. And they wasted a bunch of time, and Coach Jewell was really upset about it. He told his players they needed to do something, and they didn't do it right away. And they blew about 5 seconds off the clock. And now it's 9 seconds left in the game, and we'll go to the 1-1 here for Moore. Bailey Newell, that was her third foul, by the way. That's the ninth team foul here, so it's a 1-1 here for Taylor Moore, the sophomore. She's got 14 points here tonight. She's just been 2 of 5, though, at the free throw line. Substitutions all over the place here for Atlantic as they've been swapping players in and out. They've got Leonard back out on the floor along with Ginther, Hohenberger, Brooke Newell, and Bailey Newell right now here after the subs. Moore at the line here. The first one on the way, and it is a high arcing shot that's good. So it's a 2-point lead now. It's 67, 9 seconds left to go. So not a lot of time. Atlantic's got to make sure they push the ball up the floor here quickly, no matter what. Here's the shot on the second one, and she puts it through. A 3-point lead here for Carroll. Bailey Newell takes the inbound. 7 seconds to play. She'll run it up the floor right side. 5 seconds. She stops and fires a three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Moore, and she is going to let time run out before the fouls happen. And it'll be a win here for the Carroll Tigers as they come back to sneak this one away here from Atlantic. 70-67, your final here tonight. The Trojans come up short after having a lead at the end of the third quarter that they let slip away. And lots of chances to try to win this one here tonight and couldn't get it done. 70-67, Carroll wins it tonight over Atlantic here at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. We'll take a break and come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 712-764-6000 for competitive quotes today. Atlantic Glass Company in Atlantic has replacement windows for install and do-it-yourselfers. No job is too big or too small. For auto glass, custom showers, residential glass, and windshields, call Atlantic Glass Company at 243-7712. Nelson Machine and Forge of Marnie. Owner Steve Nelson has over 30 years of experience in the welding and fabrication business. Plus, he sells welding gases and has a variety of steel inventory. That's Nelson Machine and Forge in Marnie.
And welcome back here to Atlantic High School. A disappointed home crowd here tonight for the season opener here for the Atlantic Trojans as they come up short. 70-67, the final score. Carroll wins it as they got hot from the three-point line in the fourth quarter. And that was what allowed them to come back in this game and then ultimately win it. As they get the victory here tonight to start the season at 1-0, and well, they matched their win total from last season. They were just 1-20 on last year's campaign, but as we mentioned, they brought everybody back from that team last year, so took their lumps and try to improve, and you know, they hit the outside shot tonight to help them get the win. And we'll try to tally things up here for you tonight as we put a bow on this one, but I know Coach Jewell's going to be, I think, really disappointed with the way his team performed there in the clutch moments. You know, you do have a lot of young players that don't have a ton of experience out there for you. But it's going to be a tough one to take because they had the opportunity to win and just, you know, didn't execute and get it done, especially they're late. You know, they got to let some players get open that they shouldn't have let get open or stay open because they've been hot here in the fourth quarter. Didn't recognize those shooters, especially Madison Lingle, as she hit four of them here in this fourth quarter, and that really made the difference. And then we also had, you know, a couple of just moments where he didn't quite do things right enough, or right quick enough, I guess, is the case. You know, the foul, Atlantic let 5 seconds go off the clock before they got the foul there on the inbound late when they needed to get the ball back. And, of course, give Taylor Moore a lot of credit. The sophomore stepped up and hit the 1-1 to push out the lead to 3. And then Atlantic just had that one last attempt there by Bailey Newell to try to tie it at the end of the game and didn't go down for her, and that's how they come up short. So, you know, you look at this a lot of ways. It's obviously disappointing any time you're a competitor and you lose a close game like this. But at the same time, your team was in it. Your team had a lead. You played well at moments here tonight. And, you know, you've got a lot of inexperienced players out there on the floor. So, you know, the fact that they were competing pretty hard all night long and were right in the mix of things is also a good sign, but you got to kind of have that finishing instinct, and they obviously are going to have to work on that one to try to get wins in games like this. But it's definitely an interesting one to start the season, that's for sure, as a close one here tonight, 70-67. Let's take a look at the final numbers here for you this evening. For the Carroll Tigers, they were led tonight by Madison Lingle. She had 5 points in the first half. She ended with 19 because she got hot from the outside. Hit four threes in the fourth quarter along with another two-point bucket, and she finishes with 19 here this evening. Also 16 points tonight from Taylor Moore. She played a lot of that second half with four fouls. There was a moment where I thought she had fouled out, but an earlier foul actually got recredited to another player, so she got to stay in, and she hit some key buckets late. She hit a three in the fourth quarter that was a big one, and then, of course, those big free throws at the end that made the difference as she helps her team get the win. 8 points tonight, chipped in by Taylor Woosley. 6 points this evening from Sarah Sweeney. And then they had 6 points as well from Marissa Tuning and Josie Pettit. 4 points here tonight from Carly Jones, who fouled out. 3 points from Sydney Renning. And 2 points tonight here also chipped in by Bailey Brinks as Carroll gets the win here this evening. They didn't head to the free throw line a lot, but, of course, they got those two important ones real late to help them get the win. They finished the game 6 of 10 from the stripe here this evening. They were 3 of 6 in the first half, 3 for 4 in the second half of play. For Atlantic, they were led tonight by 18 points from Bailey Newell. As she got hot in the third quarter, she was a difference maker in the third. She had only 3 points in the first half, but she hit two threes there in that third quarter. Also had a three-point play and knocked down another bucket and free throw as well. So a good night for her for the sophomore. Also, 10 points chipped, or 13, excuse me, tonight chipped in by Brooke Newell. who is back into the rotation here this year, the senior picking up those 9 points in the first half to help him. 12 points tonight from Catherine Leonard, 11 points from McKenna Denbesti, 10 points from Alyssa Ginther, and he also had 4 points chipped in by Allie Anderson and 1 point from Emily Hohenberger here this evening as well. So Atlantic, you know, did put some points up too. That's the other thing in this game. Both teams putting up decent point totals for, you know, the girls' basketball, the way it's trended. We've seen some lower scores the last few years, but both teams were able to put it on the board here tonight, but Atlantic comes up on the short side of things. You know, lots of different ways to look at this, lots of positives and lots of other things to try to take away from it, and we'll, of course, continue to follow this team and see how they improve here as the season moves along, but it'll be a tough one to take for them here tonight as they start the season at 0-1. For the Carroll Tigers, they'll move to 1-0 as they start their young season as well. Atlantic tomorrow night will go on the road to take on Denison Schleswig, so they'll be right back at it, and we'll have that one for you tomorrow night up in Denison. That'll be a start time of around 7:15, tip-off scheduled for about 7:30. It always depends on how long those JV contests go, but that's what we've got here for you on the schedule for tomorrow night. 7:15 start for the pregame, 7:30 tip-off in Denison. We'll see if Atlantic can erase this one from their memory and go play a good game tomorrow night. By the way, from the charity stripe in the first half, Atlantic was 12 of 19. 16 attempted here in the second half as well, so had plenty of opportunities. 11 of 16 from the stripe here in the second half, so for the game, they finished 23 of 25, or excuse me, of 35 here tonight. So 23 of 35 from the stripe here for Atlantic. So decent total there, but of course you could do a little bit better to help out your cause, especially missing, let's see, five of those free throws in the fourth quarter. So it's tough. That's the worst quarter they had from the stripe here tonight. So that's a tough one now down the stretch to try to make sure you get those points when they obviously came down to the wire and you really needed them. But good effort here this evening, and like we said, we'll continue to see and watch this team improve. I think you're going to see some good strides from this Atlantic team as they continue to get more comfortable, and some of those players that are inexperienced get some more confidence out there on the floor as well. 70-67, Carroll picks up the win tonight here over Atlantic as we start the basketball season. It's our first basketball broadcast of the year. We'll have plenty more on the way for you, including that one tomorrow night for these Atlantic girls against Denison. It's going to wrap things up here this evening. Once again, Carroll wins at 70-67. For Riley Smith back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Atlantic High School.
Thanks for joining us for tonight's high school basketball matchup here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Join us again next time for high school basketball here on KJAN. This has been a presentation of KJAN Sports.